funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome all of you to this Mass, very especially those that are visiting us from Austin, Houston, some from Our Lady of Perpetual Help are here with us, and those who are watching us via television or hearing the Mass and the radio, welcome all of you. We begin this celebration always calling on the name of God. It is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. Let us with sincere words, with sincere hearts, ask God to forgive us for the times we hurt our God, when the many times we hurt others. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us. Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, pour into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, we may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Now Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. In your observance of the commandments of the Lord your God, which I enjoin upon you, you shall not add to what I command you, nor subtract from it. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, "This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people." For what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. The one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. Whoever walks blamelessly and does justice, whoever thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue, the one who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord, who harms not his fellow takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the retrograde is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord. The one who does justice his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things shall never be disturbed. The one who does justice will
reading from the letter of St. James. Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The word of the Lord.
To give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
There is a wonderful lesson for all of us in the gospel today. I always, when I read the gospel, I feel like Jesus is talking to me. And he's talking to us today. He's talking to us about laws. Laws. Laws are good for us. You know, I'm not a very good driver. This is a confession. Be careful when you see Father Jose on the road. But, because I learned to drive when I was old. But I love the laws that we have. 35, speed limit. Well, that means, Jose, don't go 40. Go 35. I love the when the lights turn yellow, that means, Jose, slow down. Don't go faster. And when it's red, stop. Green, go. Those are beautiful laws that we have. It makes the roads so much safer if we would obey those laws. And Jesus has a law for us today. Laws. The law, he tells us, is, are your hearts, tu corazón, is your heart clean? Is your heart clean, Jose? The Pharisees and the scribes looked at the outside. They were worried about the hands being clean. My hands are clean. Look at your hands at this moment. Look at them. Are they clean? Jesus says, that's not what matters. If what matters is the heart. The heart is that matters. I remember one day when I was a young priest many years ago. And of course we say daily mass. And this particular lady would always come late. And I went, rrr. She's always late. Doesn't she have an alarm clock like I do? And wake up at least 30 minutes early to be here on time? And then one day, that lady told me, Father, I work all night. And I finally saw that she had a uniform on. And I come right after work to Mass every day. She made me feel this little, because I was judging her. You know, I was judging her. Instead of judging myself, the only people that we can judge is ourselves. Look at you. Look at your heart, says Jesus today. Look at your heart. Do you find love in there? Do you find anger in there? Do you find evil words? Because it's evil words that hurt, that come from us, from our mouth, not what we eat. I needed to hear those words from Jesus today. That's what makes a man and a woman not clean. What comes out? Our thoughts, our words, our actions. And he quotes Isaiah, don't give me lip service. Don't come in to me with flowery words, but render me service. Render me service. Be kind to others. Respect others. Knowing that one word can bring so much division in a union between a husband and a wife. Just one word. What comes out of our mouths. I needed to hear that. Because at times I judge people by how they look. No, Jose. Look at your heart. Is it clean? Are you at peace, Jose? Are you happy? Am I
there. Yes. Those are the things that draw us closer to God. It's His commandments. Every time I love, I get closer to Him. Every time I respect others, I get closer to Him. We get closer. That's what the laws are for. Love one another as I have loved you. Those are His laws. His laws are to get close to Him, to get close to God, not to draw us away from Him. That is sin. Sin draws us, divides us, brings hurt, even in the family, between husbands and wives, family members, neighbors. No. It's the law of love that draws people together, that makes us see different. I was blind judging that woman who would come late. She just wanted to come to receive the word of God. After a long night of work, all she wanted to come and receive the Eucharist. And I couldn't see that. I just saw that she interrupted me, interrupted the Mass. What a fool. What a fool I was. Right? And we're that way sometimes. We judge. The only person we can judge is yourself. Because you know what's in there. I know what's in my heart. I know what's in my thoughts. I know when I say things and I lie. I know that. The only person you can judge is you. Everybody else, you leave it to God. Let Him be the judge. What a beautiful lesson. And so, the question, and it's gonna surprise you. Look into your heart at this moment. Is it a heart that you want to offer to God? That's the question. For me, and for you.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who is spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, and I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and the new world for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We know that God is close to us whenever we call upon His name. So we take comfort in knowing that we are heard when we lift up our voices in prayer.
For Pope Francis, bishops and pastors, that they may exercise wisdom in shepherding their flock and guiding the church according to the commandments of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord. For leaders of the world, that they may protect those in their authority from the evils arising from greed, deceit, envy, arrogance, and other things that can defile, let us pray to the Lord. For those whose daily labor makes our lives better, easier, and more fulfilling, we pray to the Lord. For all those who are unemployed or underemployed, that they may be given opportunity to exercise their talents and abilities for the benefit of society, we pray to the Lord. And that the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Frank Garza Jr., Marcelino Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Floyd Carney, and Ruben Perez, let us pray to the Lord. And for all the prayers that we now hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of these are personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
God of all goodness, we know that all good giving and every perfect gift are from you. Look with mercy upon us as we labor to make ourselves and the world good in your image. Listen to the prayers we offer you this morning and grant them according to your will. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
As I have loved you, love each other.
chose you, sent you to go out and bear fruit. Everything you need, I will give you, so you shall bear fruit that will last. Make my home in me, as I make mine in you. Heed my word and dwell in my love. Even though you grieve for a time now, your grief will be turned into joy. When I come again, I will bring you lasting joy that none can destroy. Make your home in me, as I make mine in you. Heed my word and dwell in my love.
That my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May these sacred offerings, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For out of compassion for the waywardness that is ours, he humbled himself and was born of the Virgin. By the passion of the cross, he freed us from unending death. And by rising from the dead, he gave us life eternal. So with angels, archangels, thrones, dominions, and with all the hosts, the powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and enter willing into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you."
In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be put out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Now we join our voices as one family. We pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen."
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
Amen.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Yes. You're welcome. Body and blood of Jesus Christ, not bring me to judgment or condemnation, but through your love and mercy, be for me protection in mind and body, and a healing remedy. Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Justice alone, you have taught me, O God, from my youth, and so unto old age and grace, O God, forsake me not. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. O Lord, I will be mindful of your justice alone. You have taught me, O God, from my youth, and so unto old age and grace, O God, forsake me not.
Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.